It's time to play some ball here in Cass City, Michigan. Let's find our starters out here tonight on Cass City offense. Your fullback is Nick Perry, number 3. Your running back, Luke Stern, number 5. Your quarterback, number 6, Sandon Cuthrell. The other quarterback or the running back in your wing T offense, that'd be Brendan Hamilton, 1,000-plus yard rusher for him. Your center is Eric Peters. Connor Sines is your tackle. Dalton Powell and Hank Janik are your guards. The other tackle is Mike Ziegler, and your tight ends are Wyatt Dixon and Hunter Vaughn. Although Cass City will be starting out on defense. Lakers defense with Adam LeGault, defensive back. Taylor Cady, linebacker. Brennan Wisner in the safety defensive back. James Dube, linebacker. Andrew Siegfried is your defensive back. Preston Warren and Corey Minetti, linebackers. Another linebacker, Carson Binder, defensive line. Then Cody Brownell, Brady Smith, and Blake Smithers. That just challenging and very intense front line for the Lakers.
Oh, absolutely. They have been by far the best defense in Greater Thumb Conference. Their defensive line, to me, is the reason for that. They are in the backfield on running plays, blowing up any option or any different play you have. They've given up a few runs on quick dives because that defensive line is so aggressive. You can get through them quickly. But when they stop that, they're very tough because they, when you try and pass, they're all over the quarterback. Any kind of route doesn't have a lot of time, which helps out the secondary and the linebacking core. They don't have to be in coverage very long, and you have ball hawks back there like Preston Warren and Brennan Wisner. They certainly have the ability to take the football away and give their offense even more opportunities. And if you're on the Cass City side, what can you say? They're ground and pound. They want to run the football. They want to be up in your face, physical running, and just when you least expect it, Sandon Cuthrell hurts you with his legs or with a pass right over the top.
Kicking off for Cass City would be number 7 from Eastern Europe. That would be Artur Bakitpipikipov. That's
like
what we're going with.
Again?
That's what we're going with.
All right.
It's Bakytbekov. Foreign exchange student for them. Kicking right to left across your radio. Laker in their all-white away uniforms. Green matte helmets with the winged L on it. It's a pooch kick out to about the 25-yard line brought in by Lakers. And it's across the 35. Bit of a fumble on the first play. And Cass City recovers. Cass City jumps on it as mopped as a ball was stripped loose at the 40-yard line. As number 26, Corey Minetti, could not bring it in. And it's first down inside Laker territory. Cass City offense on the field.
Fumble recovered by Wyatt Dixon, number 88 on special teams. Already a huge game changer in this football game. Not sure who got a hand on it, but only one arm covering the football. Somebody was able to get a hand right on it, popped it free, and Wyatt Dixon was able to see it. And we already got our first huge play of this game as Wyatt Dixon recovers a fumble, and Cass City's offense is going to take over in Laker territory on the 40-yard line.
Sandon Cuthrell under center, hands it off to his power horse, Brennan Hamilton, trying to come around their right side of that defense at the 38-yard line. Gets out for about 2 total yards out of the bottom of the pile. That would be number 11, Taylor Cady, left linebacker for the Lakers after a 2-yard gain.
And Brennan Wisner in the area, Corey Minetti as well. But Brennan Hamilton getting the first carry of the game for Cass City in the wing T offense around the right side. Was able to shed a tackler to get the Taylor Cady to turn a no gain into 2 yards.
Second and 8 from the Laker 38, right to left across your radio. Cass City on the first drive of the night. Hands it off, and this one is tripped, and it was a handoff to number 5, Luke Stern. And he was tackled by number 54, Cody Brown, on that front line for the Lakers after only a yard gain out to the 37-yard line. As he tripped up right at the line of scrimmage.
Cody Brownell with a nice play. He actually got blocked to the ground trying to a swim move and get around that offensive lineman. But where he was on the ground, he was able to get his hand up and tackle Luke Stern trying to run by him. So in the right place at the right time, Cody Brownell stops him for a short gain, if any at all.
Sandon Cuthrell under center, hands it off to Nick Perry right through the middle. Gets across the 35 down to about the 34-yard line for a 3-yard gain. And it will set up a third down and manageable third down, fourth down, and 4 yards to go.
That's already 4-down territory. You're already in Lakers, no question about it. In my opinion, Cassidy's going to go for it. Preston Warren able to make the tackle for Lakers after a nice gain by Nick Perry. 3 plays, all 3 running backs touched the football, and just like that, Cass City going to go for it, but this time they get a wide receiver left and right.
2 men backfield. Cuthrell under center is going to hand it off to Nick Perry, and he is stuffed at the line of scrimmage, and Lakers comes up with the turnover of downs and the stop on fourth down. And the turnover to start this game is negated as Laker offense back on the field practically at the same exact spot that they gave it up.
Preston Warren again, they run right at him. He gets unblocked and is able to hit Nick Perry before he can even make any sort of move. Impressive tackle there by Preston Warren. Physical tackle on Nick Perry and going to force a turnover. So after the fumble on the kickoff, no harm, no foul. Lakers off defense saves the day per usual for this team. And now their high-powered offense comes onto the field. A very tight double wing offense, two running backs over top of each tight end.
Under center, Brendan Wisner surveying the prairie. Left to right across the radio. Pitches it out to the left to number 11, Taylor Cady. And Cass City's in the backfield just as fast and brings him down for a yard loss. It'll be second down and 11 to go as that Cass City defense stepping up to the plate.
Yeah, Luke Stern leading the charge on defense. Is able to get around the right side into the backfield and make the tackle before any offensive player had a chance to move whatsoever. A loss on the play. And Lakers going to try this again. I want to keep in mind that Jake Kretschmer has started the game and is in the backfield for Lakers.
To the right, that'll be Taylor Cady in the right wing back, man in motion to the right, and that's who gets the handoff. That'd be number 23, Preston Warren, and Cass City brings him down for another tackle for a loss, this time way back at a 29-yard line. A three-yard loss as number 62 for Cass City, Hank Janik, in for the tackle. Third down and a ways to go.
Well, it was a team tackle there. Hank Janik was the one to grab a hold and slow him down, and Sandin Cathral is able to finish off the job. Hank Janik, though, going to get credit for that. To the right, and then the opposite the first time around as they take Taylor Cady from right to left, trying to run outside on this Red Hawk defenders. No such luck. Third down and long coming up for Lakers, and they're going to do a little bit of shifting around and send a wide receiver out to the right. That
third
looks
down
like Adam LaGault.
Third down and 14. Wisner back to pass. Lets this one fly. It is through the hands of, like, what I do believe, number 81, TJT Warren, the sophomore. And that falls incomplete, and now it's fourth down and 14 from the Laker 29-yard line. We've played 3.5 minutes, 8:31 left in the first quarter. No score yet.
Wow, Brendan Hamilton in coverage, and a very close play as the ball got there. Brendan Hamilton hits him hard. Close call, no call on the play, so well defended by Brendan Hamilton as he lays that another physical hit in this game already. We've already seen three of them, I think, and Lakers going to have to bring out the punt team on fourth and long.
Wisner back to punt. This one's released. Nice spiral on it. Goes across midfield. Brought in the 40-yard line by Brendan Hamilton. Across midfield and down at the 48-yard line. And that is where their drive will start inside Laker territory for the second time tonight. 8:22 left in the first quarter. No score. Both teams with one offensive drive on their night. No points. No first downs.
Number 21, Andrew Siegfried, makes the tackle for the Laker special teams. But defense winning this game so far. The turnover, not costly yet, but it's changed field positions. Lakers unable to do anything on offense. Cass City started their first drive in Laker territory, was four and out. This time they're going to start in Laker territory again at about the 48-yard line.
And it's a delayed handoff. This is thrown through the left gap, and he gets